We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Steve and Ted in the morning now. 6:46 on a Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council discusses emergency response times and domestic violence.
Two.
Nearly a dozen people poisoned by carbon monoxide in North Wichita.
One.
Kansas gasoline prices stable but expected to go up. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Stalled out vehicle eastbound on eastbound Kellogg. The ramp from Meridian to eastbound Kellogg. We've got a stalled out vehicle there. Watch for a traffic slowdown. Traffic on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny today with a high of 72 degrees. Yesterday's high was only 58. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low of 50. Thursday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, 74. Now fog, mist, calm, and 47 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Explore your love of America's native spirit every Wednesday, that's today, with $4 select bourbons and whiskeys located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. 6:48 now, Steve and Ted, and coming up to, well, tomorrow, Ted, the Wichita Downtown Lions Club Pancake Day. They've been around doing this for about 61 years, raising money for the several causes. As a matter of fact, the Downtown Lions Club celebrating 100 years in existence this year.
Great annual event in downtown Wichita. Just about everybody who works downtown goes and has pancakes at some point tomorrow.
We're chartered on December 4th, 1919, on my birthday. How about that? So anyway, tomorrow it's 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., $7 per person. All the pancakes you can stuff in your face. And a great thing, a great fundraiser. They're a big one, and the only one of the year, I think. But I'm going to be down there late in the afternoon doing a little MC work.
Very nice.
Hope to see the mayor. He and I might be on a stage together.
Pancakes and sausage.
Pancakes and sausage. Mm. What could be better than that? Is it really the most important meal of the day?
This is House Call for Health. The conclusion of a new study can be summed up in two words. Eat breakfast. It's advice you've no doubt heard from your mother, your teachers, and your doctor. But now comes this new study finding that skipping breakfast could actually kill you. The study from the University of Iowa College of Public Health says that people who never eat breakfast have an 87% higher risk of dying from cardiovascular disease compared to people who eat breakfast every day. The study examined nutrition data from 6,500 people in the 1980s and 90s. Researchers say people who skip breakfast tend to be hungry all day long. As a result, they overeat later in the day and are more likely to be overweight and have high blood pressure and cholesterol. The study is published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com and enjoy your breakfast. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Well, Ted, I don't know about you, but I don't eat breakfast ever. Except
well, you don't have...
On a weekend.
Yeah.
I got some cookies here I'm eating, but...
Well, does that count?
I don't know. Just that sounds
no,
like...
No, not really, because you're well into your day by now. It's
like
not really breakfast.
Yeah, it sounds like we're not going to be around much longer. The former head of a drug distributor has been indicted on what federal prosecutors say are the first ever criminal charges against a drug company executive stemming from the opioid crisis. The indictment alleges former Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd III ordered subordinates to ignore red flags about certain customers to maximize company revenues and his own pay. Dowd's lawyer said he intends to fully defend himself against the criminal charges. This firm is operating out of the northeast corner of the United States. 6:51 now, Steve and Ted, and astounding spending by grandparents. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve. You know, I've heard that it's great to be a grandparent. You live it.
You can visit the grandkids, sugar them up, spoil them, and hand them back to mom and dad. And they spend some money on those grandkids as well. The AARP reports that grandparents spend an average $2,572 on grandkids annually. Now, that's an average. Many spend much more on things like vacations, college tuition, and living expenses. Total expenditures are about $180 billion a year going from grandparents to grandkids. Now, the AARP found that nearly 94% of grandparents provide some sort of financial support to ease their own kids' burden of raising grandkids. Many grandparents are baby boomers, and they've accrued some wealth. They're not burdened with student loans that their kids have, and they're living longer. According to the AARP report, by 2030, 70% of 8-year-old children in the U.S. will have a great grandparent. We're living longer. The average age of first-time grandparents is 50, so they may be in their peak earning, thus spending years. And about 40% of grandparents are still working. That means that they continue to earn and may have the financial resources to help pay the costs of raising kids. 95% of grandparents believe that their grandkids will get a head start in life with a university education, and more than 20% of them actually contribute to paying their grandkids' college expenses. Now, this includes many grandparents who don't have college educations themselves. Unfortunately, many will sacrifice their own financial well-being for their grandkids' education. About 7% have taken on debt to help a grandkid get through school. Grandparents, it's great to help when you have the means to do so, but it's important to take care of your own needs first. The grandkids have a whole life ahead of them to handle some temporary debt, perhaps from college. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Of course, you know, I've got 7 grandkids, and outside of birthdays and Christmas, I don't do a lot of spending on my grandchildren, tell you the truth.
You're not spending $2,586 on them?
Per grandkid, you think? Is that what it is? Or
no, total? For the whole thing. For the
whole thing, I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think it'd be close to that. I don't know.
You're cheap.
I'm cheap. Yeah, I am, I guess. Yeah.
Well,
you know what?
Raised your kids that they don't need your help.
Well, you know, if you work in broadcasting for 50 years, you got to be cheap or you're going to survive. Okay.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You don't go out there. I'm not out there buying a new home down in Florida or anything like that. Stupid stuff, man. I got to pay the bills, right?
I hear you.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, man.
Today is National Pigs in a Blanket Day, celebrated across the world. A variety of dishes, pigs in a blanket, often hot dogs or sausages wrapped in biscuit or croissant dough and baked. Do you like pigs in a blanket? I mean.
You know what I look forward to is at the airport, like changing planes in Dallas or Chicago, that
Auntie May's pretzels.
Auntie May's pretzels. Yeah, is that it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll get one of those when I'm feeling really, really risque here.
Yeah.
I'll grab one of those little, they have little teeny pigs in a blanket.
Okay.
That are in like a cup, you know, there's like 10 of them in there. Oh, man. Mm.
That'd be like
mustard.
Piglets in a blanket?
Oh, yeah. They are delicious.
I was just thinking about it because when my son was little, you know, we'd take him out to breakfast when he's 2 or 3 years old, and he always ordered pigs wrapped up in a blanket. That's what he called them. So that was his favorite.
Funny.
Pigs
that's
in
funny.
A blanket day. Thank you, guys.
Wow.
6:55, Steve and Ted coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. A complete look at today's news. Investigators say the Trump administration is defying Congress. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.